Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
I mean, what the hell is going on?
It's the morning after.
KPNT-FM, HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is a Sick Ween Wednesday.
My last one.
Oh,
last time I'll hear
so
Ween
sad.
On the computer.
So this song's appropriate.
Yeah.
Like good,
getting
like,
put down.
You're like Fluffy. I'm all about this idea of hanging T-shirts of the former people that
yeah,
worked here.
I like that.
And I think this song in the background might work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a tribute.
You have a jersey or something with your name on it? That soccer jersey that said Heaney or Pepper?
You know what I have? The first Wiffle Ball tournament ever. We each made, somebody made us shirts with our names on the back
mm-hmm.
and a number. I can bring that one in.
We'll
I keep
raise
all
it to the
my
rafters.
TMA garb.
We'll get one for producer Joe.
That'll be an emotional ceremony.
Maybe Pete gets one.
Does producer Joe put his bloody white pants in the rafters?
Oh,
that'd be even better.
No.
Do we create our own version of them, like a replica?
I would hope.
I have an old pair of white pants, and I'll maybe throw some ketchup on there.
I think that would be really funny. Joe wouldn't find it funny, my commissioner.
I'm sure the people come in for sound story and love to see.
Yeah, they say, what's all the soiled laundry doing here?
Yeah, like
soiled laundry. Bill and Bill. Welcome back. It's TMA. It's the 8 o'clock hour, and it's presented to you by IHOP. New sponsor here on The Morning After, which is presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. And IHOP has new pancake-inspired milkshakes. Try the new Cinnastack and Cupcake Shakes. House-made shakes at IHOP, our 8 o'clock hour sponsor here on TMA. Send your emails in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And text into the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox. We're taking your calls, your tributes to the Plowhawk. You only have a couple more days with him. Call in. Tell him how much he means to you.
Right.
Yeah.
636-9004-TMA. Well, they're not happy again in the YouTube chat, and it's another name that's brand new to the YouTube chat, amazingly so. Jackson, can you pronounce this name?
I'm not seeing a newer message. Maybe I'm not.
Oh, really?
Maybe mine's not updating.
Apitheus? Doug, do you pronounce it Apitheus?
Well, let's go with it, yeah.
But then there's a little heart over it, so I can't see it.
Doesn't your brother own those bowling alleys?
Excuse me?
Epiphany?
Yes.
That's not it?
Apitheus.
Oh, Pythias.
Apitheus. That's eh. Doug watches eh. Epiphany.
Yeah, he's sounded it out nicely.
Thank you. Phonetic.
I have a golf tournament. Maybe I'll have a bowling tournament.
Won't be a bad idea. Mm-hmm. They got a good house.
I'll run it.
Okay. Look at this. This is like...
You would.
I'm good.
You need to set up a little office space at Cortex with all these ideas and startups you've got.
Well, I think it'd be fun. I mean, Gobble, of course, it's for charity, but it sells out. We could have a TMA bowling tournament, get some trophies, some prizes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a regular TMA bowling league in the winter.
No, not a league.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man, that hit. That was a no
quick. Sorry, sir.
You didn't even, I'll do it once.
Didn't even finish.
I'll do it once, not every week.
Let's see.
Now I see it.
Apitheus? Is that how you'd say it, Jackson?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Hello, comma, goodbye. Obviously, thought too highly of you guys in this program. I am only one, so no loss.
Now he's out.
So well, Uncle Cucker then responded, this is in an airport. No one has to announce their departure. Bye.
Oh.
Well, you come in once, make up a name, and say you're leaving. That's, we're going to take that seriously.
I'm trying to see what the avatar is.
Doug, what is the avatar of Apitheus?
I'm trying to see what it is.
Probably a Pomeranian.
I think Apitheus.
Plowhawk has really poked the beehive with his appearance in the TMA Reddit. I mean,
I think they're upset. It's not their safe space anymore, and I think they're upset about it. But, you know, sometimes you got to keep them honest, Doug.
Mm-hmm. That's all you can do.
Well, you know what? We got the Munganass Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown for the Zurich, and what a fun little event this is, a team event, Doug. Friends Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele teaming up. Irishman, great to see the North and the Republic working together with Shane Lowry from the Republic and Rory from the North.
Surprise, you're playing.
And the Troubles.
So I'm going to be pulling out teams, not just individual
That's
names.
That's right. A lot of guys working together. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we got. I reached in there, and without looking, I pulled out Joel Dahman and Keith Mitchell.
Nice.
Oh, you're done.
Not a bad team.
Okay. Well, that's it.
I got to bring mine back up.
Okay.
I'm starting the 6,000s, Doug. That's how bad these golfers are.
Don't poo-poo.
You want to go with, because it's a team competition, you want guys that know each other, that know each other's games, know how to play.
Oh, it won't matter.
And who better to do than play the Cootie brothers?
The Cootie brothers. Charles Cootie?
Charles Cootie's nephews, I believe.
Okay. The Cootie brothers.
Maybe grandchildren, I don't know.
But the Stookie brothers, remember them? White Men Can't Jump?
Yeah.
I remember the Sklar.
I just want to see Rosie Perez's boobs.
Oh, what about the Sklar brothers?
Pride of Oakville?
I thought they were like Parkway North.
Vikings? Somebody will check on that.
I don't know.
I'll take a sodomy for 200, Alex.
Wonderful. Oh, Doug, names are falling out all over my chest.
Yeah, just take one of them.
I took this one. I took Thorbjørn Olsen
and
Matt Wallace.
Thunder Bear.
Okay.
I had them on my
team. Matt Wallace's team miss the cut last year?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to this. Okay.
Let's go to the
Ooh, you can see your hand reaching toward the camera on the YouTube. I bet guys are going to use that.
No, I don't think so.
Doug, it's very rare where it can get these guys for $7,500, considering they're the defending champions of this tournament.
Oh, well, you had to pick them. Then who
I'm
are they?
Going, with Nick Hardy and Davis Riley.
Hardy and Riley. Okay. Inspiring pick. Let me see what I can pull out of here without looking. Okay, I've got a name. Two names. Justin Lauer and Dylan Wu. Dylan Wu.
Nice.
I think Jamie Lower is a pretty good pick this week.
Justin Lower, it says.
Right, but Jamie would be better.
Jamie, that's his nickname.
I don't think it is.
Doug called right there. He insta-called. You're going to have to figure out what to do on the turn.
Okay.
Doug, two guys that are having a breakout season this year. I like them both. I'm going with David Thompson and Novak.
Thompson and Novak. Okay. Okay, Thompson and Novak. All right. Oh, I can barely reach the box. Okay, got it. And there's no names on it whatsoever.
What kind of piece of paper is it?
Come on, Berkey.
Oh, my bad.
Let's do another one. Russell Knox and Peter Malnati.
Oh, University of Missouri.
Yeah.
Russell Knox plays well in the wind, right?
Hell, I don't know or care.
He's good at best ball.
You're a good player, you'd be good at anything.
You know, I'm not giving any kind of breakdown of why I picked these guys because it's just a random on me. I did no thought process whatsoever in this thing.
Okay.
And this is one that this is a shot in the dark. I have no reason why I played them. Playing Victor Perez and Daniel Berger.
Okay, Perez and Berger.
Sometimes a man just has a feeling.
Yeah. All right. Where's the box, Blousy? Okay, let me reach it. Ah! Oh!
Sounds good.
Okay.
Amounts.
Got it. Yeah. Gary Woodland and Lee Hodges. Woodland and Hodges.
Tough pick right there.
Okay, well, we'll see.
But Woodland, you know, he's dealing with the health situation. He's playing. Some rounds are good, some rounds are bad. Yes.
Rounds. Okay. Iggy, could you give us the names of your next
pick? Yeah, I'm going
with
a Canadian team, Doug. Once again, you want to get guys that from the same country, know each other's game.
Sure, because they're just going to be talking the whole round.
Yeah. Talking Canadian.
Partying and talking.
Like each other, play practice rounds
together. Hey, what province you from?
I'm going to go with Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin.
That's a nice play, the Canadian play.
Taylor and Hadwin, okay. Okay. Robinson. Okay, well, I have another one. And it's blank again! Two have been blank!
That's my bad. There's probably six blank ones in there if I had to guess.
Okay, well,
just totally on me.
But do we blame Flip Wilson, Dogtown Ty, Alan Dadeville?
You blame old Jackie B.
Look at this.
I got Jacob Bridgman and Chandler Phillips.
Who?
Bridgman.
I don't know the
Chandler guy. Phillips has a wonderful mustache.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam Long's in this event this week.
Hey, Long, I know. I'm happy to see it. We need him to win so he can stay on the tour.
Yeah. My final pick, the team that I think is going to win this week, Doug, you can talk about Shoffley and Cantley all you want. You can talk about McIlroy.
I won't talk about him a lot.
And Lowry all you want. I'm going with Zalatoris and Sahith Thagala.
Boy, that certainly looks like a dandy of a team. Sahith, you know, he's on the precipice. And Zalatoris, Doug, he is back after that bad back.
Okay. All right.
There's
no,
our teams,
Doug. That's it.
That's it, Plowhawk. That's the one.
Good luck to you.
It's your final Mung and Ass Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. What is your reaction?
I like my
Can't
team.
Can't say I'll miss him.
Why?
I like seeing Doug, you know, hoist some major championships.
But,
as I have.
Well, you have.
Well, you didn't win the Masters.
Didn't win the Masters, which I was shocked about. Usually
what, am I three up on him?
Yep.
9-6.
It shows it's a game of skill, Doug. That's all that just
it
proves.
It doesn't.
We out of money yet?
No, got plenty. We're not certainly not making any.
No. I like Jackson and me.
Boy, if I could
we're not tapped dry.
If I could do some research, I'd like to raise some money for the children.
Why don't you do research next week? I'll waive the box next week. You can pick your own team.
You've been doing research for 2-3 years.
No, you said
the children
you.
Are
you said
starving.
You. Don't leave me out of it. You said
I would like to do research.
I would like to do my research and see how I did. Well, I'll let you do it next week.
But I want you to do it for
I
the
do
kids.
Every week.
But
that's
what
why
about
I'm,
the kids?
That's why I'm beating you.
Beat me. But are you helping the children?
The only way we make money in this is if we both cash in the same week, which we've never done.
Well, it's been over the long haul.
It's usually been pretty me cashing much, and me picking
even.
Up your losses.
No, not usually. It's been pretty much even over the years.
Now, what do you consider even? You're down about 9.
No, I don't think so.
Well, pick your own team next week. Go ahead, do some research. See how you do.
I'm all about the kids.
This one's for the children. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you want to do some research, here's some research for you. 100westdental.com, 100westdental.com, or call 636-585-0100. It's 100 West Dental. They just built a brand new office with the most modern of technology with a patient experience at the front of mind. It's one of the very few dental offices that offer virtual consultations with the doctor. How nice is that? And a lot of people can be anxious about going to the dentist, but here's the deal. The dentist can be an easy and preventative procedure that could help in the long run with early detection of health issues. No phone call is needed to get in. Just check the calendar online for availability and book right then and there. Plus, even if you don't have dental insurance, it's not a problem. The membership plan at 100 West Dental aids in the cost of dental work for those who do not have dental insurance. Here is another incentive to go to 100westdental.com or call 636-585-0100. Right now, you mention my name and you get $1,000 off an Invisalign package. That's not real. No, it is. $1,000 off an Invisalign package when you mention my name at 100 West Dental. If you're on the fence about Invisalign, they have a digital scanner that can show you a simulation of what it would look like before you even go through with it. It is Invisalign, and it is at 100westdental.com. Wonderful new sponsor here on TMA, just like Callier & Thompson's a new sponsor of the phone lines on TMA. Doug, tell me about Callier & Thompson. I've done business with them before, so I know how wonderful they are.
Yeah, I think everyone who's done business with them could tell you that they should have gone there the first time.
Yeah.
A lot of people were thinking, you know, I like my neighborhood, I like my neighbors. I don't think I really want to move. I'm just not happy with my house. Well, Callier & Thompson can help you fall in love with your house again by redoing it. They'll do a fantastic job remodeling your home, make it a great investment in your house. Collier & Thompson's been around since the 1950s. They can do just about anything in your house. They specialize in kitchens and baths, but they also do basements. They can complete your basement. They'll do a wine room, man cave, bars, accent rooms, fireplace walls, offices, you name it. They probably do it. They even have a painting department now. They got a lot of their own contractors, so you don't have to guess whether you're going to get a good craftsman to come into your home to do the work. Collier & Thompson's taking the guesswork out of it. They've got the people right there that have done work for them for many, many years, and they have the absolute best pros in town. Any kind of room you have that needs an update, especially your kitchen where you spend so much of your time, Collier & Thompson can do it, and they do it in a first-class way. Service and quality is their number one priority. In fact, if they did a job several years ago, maybe 10 years ago, and there's a problem with it now, they'll send Matthew, their service manager, out in an appliance stall to go back out there and help get the problem taken care of again. Collier & Thompson will work with you on your remodel from the get-go. They'll work closely with you to bring your dream remodel to reality. Collier & Thompson on Manchester and Baldwin, next to Uncle Bill's Pancake House.
Bill's.
Collier & Thompson, come home to quality, online at collierandthompson.com.
Hey, if you're injured in a car accident, you need an attorney, you need the best one you can find. And oh my goodness, we've got two guys playing in the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship, Doug Biggs and C.D. Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. If any of my friends or family are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and C.D. Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was texting with Doug Biggs, and he was telling me how they are in trial because they're not just going to settle. They want to take care of their clients, and they aren't just a churn-and-burn type of law firm. With Doug and CD, you won't be just another file lost in the shuffle. You're going to be working with them. You'll talk to Doug or CD personally, and they'll handle every aspect of your case the entire way. They'll get to know you. You will get to know them. Doug and CD are local, friendly, professional, and most importantly, excellent personal injury lawyers. And they're listeners of the show. And they're playing in the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship on Sunday. LongoBiggs.com. LongoBiggs.com. Longo Biggs. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
I may be wearing my Longo Biggs golf shirt Sunday.
Cut it out.
I think so.
What sort of slacks will you pair it with?
Probably white.
You like that pick, Doug?
Well,
pick, and the shirt is a nice powder blue. With a little white in it.
You'll be styling.
It's a nice shirt. What company is that?
Holderness & Borden?
Holderness & Borden, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I got a bunch of Holderness & Borden stuff. Big fan.
Would you say it's more expensive than anything anyone else has in their closet?
It's an expensive shirt, and plus that logo on there, those two guys, makes it probably twice as much.
Yeah.
Doug?
Nice material, though.
How about this? And may I say, this is glorious. May come a little late. For you, even though I know you want to get back into local television for exposure purposes.
Yeah.
But are you aware of this story? Do you know where I'm going?
I have a chance to work the weekend mornings.
The Federal Trade Commission narrowly voted Tuesday to ban nearly all non-competes. Employment agreements that typically prevent workers from joining competing businesses or launching ones of their own. The FTC received more than 26,000 public comments in the months leading up to the vote. Chair Lena Khan referenced on Tuesday some of the stories she had heard from workers. Quote, we heard from employees who, because of non-competes, were stuck in abusive workplaces. One person noted when an employer merged with an organization whose religious principles conflicted with their own, a non-compete kept the worker locked in place and unable to freely switch to a job that did not conflict with their religious practices. These accounts, she said, quote, pointed to the basic reality of how robbing people of their economic liberty also robs them of all sorts of other freedoms. The FTC estimates about 30 million people, or one in five American workers, from minimum wage earners to CEOs, are bound by non-competes. Mm-hmm. It says the policy change could lead to increased wages totaling nearly $300 billion per year by encouraging people to swap jobs freely. The ban, which will take effect later this year, carves out an exception for existing non-competes that companies have given their senior executives on the grounds that these agreements are more likely to have been negotiated. The FTC says employers should not enforce other non-compete agreements. The vote was 3-2 along party lines. The dissenting commissioner is Melissa, Doug, do you pronounce it Holyoke?
Always have, yeah.
And Andrew Ferguson argued that the FTC was overstepping the boundaries of its power. Holyoke predicted the ban would be challenged in court and eventually struck down. Shortly after the vote, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said it would sue the FTC to block the ruling, calling it unnecessary, unlawful, and a blatant power grab, as opposed to, of course, a non-compete.
Yeah. It's none of those.
For more than a year, the group has vigorously opposed the ban, saying that non-competes are vital to companies, of course they are, by allowing them to better guard trade secrets and employees, by giving employers greater incentive to invest in workforce training and development. God, I want to use profanity right here so badly, but F off.
Oh!
I mean, seriously.
Well,
just gross.
It artificially held down television news salaries for decades, and other salaries as well.
Absolutely.
I know of a dentist who wanted to leave where he was and go open his own store and couldn't do that within like 75 miles.
Stephen Wildwood says that is a huge development.
Yeah,
it is,
I think
indeed.
It is.
What trade secrets? I mean, you don't have to leave to give a trade secret.
Oh,
I just call
BS.
Somebody and tell them.
It's BS. It's all BS. I understand why a company would want it.
Oh, yeah.
I totally do.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it, but it's
sorry.
Not right.
I guess the worry now is that companies will say, we have to pay you less because while you work here, you're just going to build, like in our business, you're going to build your popularity and your brand and then leave us.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say, okay.
I think that's what
pay me
fine.
More and I won't leave.
Yeah, as long as you got
but,
that
other
job.
But, I mean, it also works. You
up.
Have to justify your existence. But what if you do? What if you perform at an A-plus level?
Mm-hmm.
You bring in money. You bring in an audience. Well, we can only do this. I've never negotiated a contract in a good economic climate. The United States has been in an economic downturn for the last 25 years. It's an amazing thing. I'm in awe of it.
Right.
That's why so many people go out on their own. They're just like, okay, I'm done with this. Yeah. I don't need it. You're going to sit here and look me in the eye and lie to me.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't
understand. I'll go out there and I'll do it myself.
The one thing I don't understand is when you get fired.
that's the worst. Yeah.
You have a non-compete.
You still can't go to work.
You can't go anywhere.
Unbelievable. I wonder how many people in the audience actually know that that's the case. That one to me, how that even existed. Like, I get the non-compete because you have strong lobby from corporate and they're like, hey, we really need this. Keep these things intact. But how somebody can just that's like a gangster thing. We fired the guy. I suppose the counter would be, the reasoning is the person wants to leave the job, and so they're going to get themselves fired, and then they can go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that, I believe, would be the counter.
That was really a crusher in television news because there's only a handful of jobs in every town. So if they put a non-compete on you, you would have to, if you're going to stay in that business, you'd have to leave town. Forever. And forever is a long, long time.
Guys, those Tam Avenue overpass stand-ups are clearly trade secrets. That's from Zach's wife, Gummy.
Jimmy John's used to have a non-compete.
Did it really? Like for the sandwich makers?
So you're a non-compete. Yeah, if you left Jimmy John's for 2 years, you could not work at one of their competitors. They dropped that in 2016 following a lawsuit.
Because you might spread their mayonnaise secrets with the
hey,
with Subway.
Jimmy John puts 6 meatballs on their sandwich, not 5.
Mm.
Oh, I just belched up it, and it's real nice.
I've never had a non-compete. People don't care. They fire me and just, hey, go where you want.
Silver lining.
Well, they finally got him cut down in St. Louis. I keep talking about my situation, but in TV news, it was a year for a long time. They finally got those cut down to 6 months. But anything can be a crippler, and not many people can go 6 months without a paycheck.
Yeah. Now, what about if you did something on your own? Now, non-compete can't go to another station. What if you started your own podcast for that 6 months? Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know on that. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I can recall. I don't think I'm saying anything. It's 20 years now. I left KMOV to do radio. I was making, nearly twice as much doing radio than I was at KMOV. And I, the hours and working nights and weekends, I just was like, this, and it's going nowhere, So it was just like, I'm out. And I didn't realize it, but technically my contract at KMOV kept me from doing radio as well.
Yeah, really. It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of like, go ahead. I mean, just, it's fine. I mean, I was the number 3 guy. I mean, it was Steve and then you, Doug, and me. I mean, it's a different deal if you're talking about back then, like a Larry Connors or Julius Hunter. So anyway.
I think they worried about somebody leaving and going and bad-mouthing the station.
Yeah, I suppose.
On radio.
I get that. I get that.
Well, you can do that.
Trashing them.
You can do that. Going to another, you just go on the internet and trash them.
Well, I mean, but my contract I negotiated was probably 2000. And as crazy as it sounds, different time.
Yeah.
But then I remember Jamie Allman, who then did have a pretty big career on radio. Is he still doing? I don't know. I'm not saying that flippantly. I just don't know.
Sure.
I don't really know who's doing radio. But I remember him calling me going, hey, how'd you get him to let you out of that non-compete? And I go, I don't know. They just kind of, I mean, I think because I'm the number 3 guy in the department. I don't think it was really a big deal. So then he was trying to do that so he could leave and then do radio full time, if memory serves. And that was 2005. So, yeah, those things, holy crap. You know, and as a business owner myself, I mean, theoretically, it would benefit me to have it, but I just, from an ethical standpoint, you know, employees.
Was Jamie Almond fired for, like, political views? Because I thought he was really good, and he was very popular.
Fired from Channel 4? I don't think he was fired from Channel 4. I think he just quit.
Oh, did he? I thought he was...
I don't think he got fired.
I always liked him. He was good.
He got fired from one of his radio stations for saying something that was a little off color, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I spontaneously splashed when Mr. Tim belched into the microphone.
Oh.
Thank you. That's from Brian Henschen. Should be fun to see what the Colts do tomorrow night. We'll see you in Detroit.
Well, we have non-competes here, so I suppose, you know, we're wide open to going to HD1 now, or 3.
HD3.
So if anybody thought I was going to Y98.
A lot of people, I saw that on the Reddit page.
That is not where I'll be going.
I can't tell how many people texted me or DM me yesterday. Asking where you're going.
Oh, I like to be cryptic. And I said,
what goes on in your DMs and texts?
I don't know. I guess I
you
know
are
everything.
In the know.
You are in touch with people with more leisure activity.
Yeah, pretty much. That's like me.
And I got to be honest with you. I'm envious. Oh, yeah. I was laying down at 10 o'clock last night, falling asleep, and I said, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I said this to my wife. I have no time. I did it to myself. It's not anybody's fault except mine. But holy crap. I mean... I guess I know where the Plowhawk's going. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, I'm not saying it's not. It's not like a titillating thing, I don't think.
Yeah, after, like, seeing the Reddit page, like, these guys are willing to do anything. So I kind of just, you know, it's probably best for me.
That is, and that's what I figured why you
until
weren't
I
saying
get there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
No, I didn't say where you're going. I just said, somebody said why. I said, just more money, better opportunity.
Everybody think there's a why.
There's always got to be a conspiracy. I was asking Jackson the Mount Rushmore of TMA conspiracy theories. There's always something.
Well, in this business, I think a lot of people think, that'd be an easy job, and I'm sure they make a lot of money. Why would you ever quit? When, in fact, we don't make a lot of money. It's not a hard job by any means.
But so fine.
For some people, there's a lot of hours involved.
For me, it's hard because I went to school for it. So you want to be able to, you know, obviously my degree is worth it regardless. Because if I didn't get it, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have met Madison. My whole life would be different. I'd probably be working a low wage job in Peoria. So like the opportunities I got from this show and radio are it's just endless. So I'm leaving on good terms, which doesn't happen very often
in this particular industry.
Yeah, I love that.
That's the case. But you know, I mean, this is. You know, it's a little different situation. I mean, what was going on previously was people would just get whacked because people didn't like people and gossip, and it was just, you know, it was insanity. You know, I mean, that's a different set of circumstances or, you know, whatever, no point in talking about it. But, yeah, I mean, it's professional. That's the only people, how's it like? And I go, I mean, it's professional, you know? I mean, it's just the kind of way it is.
Because, I told Tom and he was, like, immediately happy for me. You know what I mean? Like, that typically wouldn't happen at previous regimes if you bring that up. So, like, him being, you know, ecstatic that, you know, I found something I'm going to enjoy doing and making more money. And, you know, that's having that reaction says about all you need to know about Hubbard.
Well, people have to understand you do what's best for you and Madison, and if you're going to have a family.
That's
it. I mean, just look at me. I've been in radio now. I think next week marks the 32nd anniversary.
Should be in more halls of fame.
I think there should be another cake.
Where's the cake from the sales tab for the 32nd anniversary?
Next week.
Sounds
staff,
like a cake.
Let's just say next Monday.
Plenty of time.
I think I started like the first week in May in 1992. But I just looked at my very first deposit from my Social Security went into my bank account. I should have gotten out of radio many, many years.
We need to play this
in
like Western.
A moment right now here of awareness. Yeah. Siggy, go ahead.
I mean, it's free money.
It's not free money. You've been paying into it your whole life.
It's an important point that Doug just made.
I have, but it's like, you know, I look at it and say,
how much was it?
Things were only different.
I'm not going to tell you how much.
Okay.
I can show Tim.
I think you've already said it. I think on air you said it, right?
Right below it is my deposit from Hubbard.
Man, so you're balling. You got two deposits?
Balling.
Yeah, it's good because it, you know, I don't have to worry paycheck to paycheck, but still it's embarrassing when some people make some, you know, they make some nice investments, they get their Social Security and they go retire in Florida. I can now go grocery shopping if I want to.
This is actually
all kinds of. He had many, many years to come to this realization.
It's an amazing endorsement,
and to take another job.
But there's another side to it. Plowsy loves doing this. Excuse me, but for 32 years, I've enjoyed what I've done.
Right, but then you take another job on top of that. Well, to have some financial security.
I'm not sure what else I would enjoy. You think I?
It's not just about enjoying. It's about providing
life
for yourself.
Life is enjoyable.
I've never missed an apartment payment. I've never missed an electric bill. I've never missed a car payment when I had them. I never missed a bill. So it's not like I was begging for money. It would have given me extra money, but you know, I enjoy just getting up and coming to work every morning for the most part. You know, those 6 months in the man and the woman kind of. Wasn't looking forward to that every morning.
Oh, that was demoralizing.
But I was making more money because I couldn't say no to what he offered me. No.
Yeah, they were like fake salaries.
Yeah, no, it only lasted for like 3 months before the checks started bouncing and they stopped coming.
But there's a lot of people that do jobs that they don't enjoy, but they do it for their own
prosperity. But they're not happy.
But I also thought about how much fun, because I'm talking with Madison, I talked to Cucky as well about just all the things I've done, or we've done as a whole, but certainly like, I came to St. Louis not knowing anybody here, not knowing if I'll be in radio. My bags were packed up, ready to go to Canton the next day when I interviewed for 920. So, like, it's a fun story, and I'm going to remember all this for, like, ever. You know what I mean? Like, the spring training trips and all the things we did, all the fun activities, the people that I've met. Like, the Rhonda the Trucker is just such a random person. Oh, just
that was a Robin feeding Blair Nickel.
Yep. Joined the fan page for 20 minutes and dips. Like,
Jamaica was fun.
You won't have that at, like, a 9-to-5 normal job. So I'm glad I got to experience it. And, you know, I'm not saying my next venture could be as fun, but it's hard to top as fun as this. You know what I mean? Like, just hanging out.
Yeah, you look at it like, you know, almost every day something happens or you have fun on the show or you meet somebody. I mean, the people I've met over the last 32 years is just unbelievable. Not just the people that I've worked with and worked for, but just the celebrities, the athletes, the entertainers, the musicians, the things I've gotten to do. I mean,
it's your good friend John Ashton.
Yeah. True. But, I mean, it's nothing. You walk out of here last Thursday. Oh, hey, George Wallace, how you doing? Just coming out of the Point studio. You never know who's going to walk in here and who we've had on the show, who we've gotten to meet.
Sinbad.
Concerts I've gotten to go to. Just, it's, you know.
Those lonely boys.
Gotten to be good friends with them. But yeah, if I was, you know, digging ditches for a living, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, it's one of those things where Sunday night, you know, you just had a great barbecue and whatever, and like, oh, God, I gotta go to bed in 3 hours and wake up in another week of that crap. When you dread getting up to go do your job, it's not worth the money.
I saw
how much money you're making.
I saw the Cardinals off 14-1. I woke up with a pep in my step. I just really that. I was like, I don't even need coffee today. Oh. I feel great. Those are the moments you know you love the place. Well,
there's probably not too many jobs where you can have fun and make any real money.
That's exactly right. The one you usually can do one
some,
or the
unless
other.
Unless you're a professional athlete or something or entertainer of some kind. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any right off the top of my head where you go, boy, this is kind of fun, and still make a lot of money.
Local news.
that didn't come to mind either. Although there were times when I had fun.
That's taken a downturn over the last however many years.
Maybe being a food critic. You get paid to write articles.
Why should be a food critic?
Go eat.
Not much.
Well, the pay is the also the thing. You got to find a lucrative. So maybe in New York.
My mom did that for a little bit.
Yeah, Joe Pollack.
Enjoyed it.
I bet Joe Pollock made good money.
I don't know how many writers at the newspapers are making big
money. I mean, a weatherman. You get paid good money to go and just make stuff up.
They don't make it up. They don't make it up any more than a guy who's done a bunch of research in sports and predicting games is going to happen.
Jackson just gave us a lock on the Beantown special.
Yeah, Doug's taking a shot at the Beantown special.
That's what it sounds like. I'm saying you're not making it up. You did some research. You have some knowledge in it.
Well, yeah, right.
You didn't totally make that up. It's the best estimated intelligent guess.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question around the dais.
Doug, are you taking
over? Don't say dais.
This is like a morning show, you know. Hey, everybody, let's go with the question of the day. If you got any job in the world, what would you do? Any, you could take the place of anybody who's got a job. Whose place would you like
Professional
to take?
Golfer.
Who?
Professional golfer. Oh, you're talking about an individual.
Yeah, individual. Who would you like to be?
Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, God, that's a good
one. Can't beat that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be both fun and profitable.
I'd probably say Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Circa, like, mid-60s.
Guy's 80 years old.
You want the 80-year-old.
Still dancing around. Just, it has to be the biggest thrill of being a rock star to be on stage in front of 100,000 people just screaming while you're singing. That's got to be a thrill.
God, Richard Branson would be fun, but I wouldn't want to be that age. But I think it'd be fun to have your own island and... He has fun. You know, I want somebody that is going to enjoy their life. And
well, there's a lot of billionaires that are enjoying their life just fine. Stan Kroenke's got a pretty good life going for himself.
Holy
talking
heck.
About having fun.
Kicking everybody out of the ranch. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying he's a good person. I'm saying he's living a hell of a life.
He is.
We saw Mick Jagger's house when we were in Ocho Rios. We were coming from the airport, and somebody pointed out that's Mick Jagger's house up there on the hill.
Did I tell you a little brag? Not me, if my sister. My sister and her husband, they're best friends with Mick Jagger's son.
Oh, is that right, really?
Yeah.
Is that a Montana relationship, or is that more of an L.A. entertainment?
Her husband went to high school with Mick Jagger's son.
Really?
I mean, it's just that elite.
Is this somewhere in L.A.?
People. Yeah, he went to high school in L.A. and moved into Montana about 15 years ago, I think.
Huh.
Not Mick Jagger's son, just my brother-in-law.
I enjoy this segment. We are all reflecting on Iggy's career to celebrate Plowboy's retirement. You! Johnny Johnson has had enough, Doug.
I thought it was great. I thought the message he sent to all the future journalism students was powerful. I liked Iggy's input.
It started with a depressing look at Social Security.
Yeah, I'm getting worried about that for a second. How deep were we going in here? But it ended up well.
Well, I was tying it into Plowsy's leaving for, you know, quality of life and better money and taking care of Madison if he has kids and a house and all that. And I said, look at me. I've done it for 32 years. I should have gotten out many, many years ago.
With but a few exceptions, the radio business is great for a second job. Now, there are some people doing just fine with a solo job in radio, killing it. But for the bulk of the people, I think it works as a second job because it's such a volatile business. You never know when they're going to come in and say, we're changing the format.
And
technology has changed. Our station is no longer viable. We're changing everything.
And sneak peek, I had a second job. I didn't reveal what it was. I still won't, but I had a second job with radio. It's just, convenient because the times that we leave and get off never conflicted, so there was no issues. But I love radio to death, man, so I wrote it out as long as I wanted to. I came back to here because I wanted to.
Maybe you'll return.
I don't
think
know.
You'll come back. What percentage would you give Plowhawk?
I'm never closing any doors. 5% chance? 8% chance?
It's pretty high.
Yeah. But is podcast form different than radio form? You know what I mean?
Just start this other job at about 10:30 and come in and continue to do this?
That? Yeah, that sounds... I don't know. I have to drive all the way to the city. I don't know about that.
Yeah, why don't you bash him, Doug, for not getting a second job?
Well, you don't need it now. We got a better job.
man, Doug, you got the EDF men sign. You about burn your hands there.
I forgot what job I turned down because of the money. And I said, I forgot what state it was. But I said, how can people live on that salary? He says, most of our producers around here, they're all staying together, and they get a four-bedroom apartment. Hmm. They all cheap. Like, what? You got to live with three other people to make ends meet? Why would I do that?
Yeah. Well, you didn't.
I didn't. I turned it down.
Yeah.
I've turned down many jobs.
Sure, probably big jobs.
big jobs. Executives.
Hey, it's the 8 o'clock hour. It's presented to you by IHOP. Premier Construction Exteriors does roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. It's veteran-owned and operated, a hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all their work to smaller companies and just tack their profit on the end price. They can work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. And they're building their brand, a small operation that wants the best and honest solution to revitalizing your home. Located in St. Peter's, Missouri, but licensed in Illinois and Missouri, Dan or Jay is who you call at 314-224-2543 to set up a free estimate. That's a $500 discount for TMA listeners that they are incentivizing you with to give them a call. $500 discount for TMA listeners. Find them on Facebook at Premier Construction Exteriors. Premier Construction Exteriors. Sponsor on TMA. Jackson, tell me about your hair down there.
Down there?
Down there. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we brought up Manscaped earlier. That would be the down there. I'm talking about up here. And when I say up here, I mean on top of my head. Because the hair is feeling good. Thick, fluffy, much thicker and fluffier than it was just a year ago. That's thanks to our friends over at St. Louis Hair Restoration. They've done wonderful work with me. Put me on that finasteride, 1 milligram a day, super easy. And that laser cap, I wear 6 minutes a night. A total of 6 minutes and 10 seconds of work I do every single day, and we're seeing real results. And if you go to St. Louis Hair Restoration, they'll give you a free hair consultation, tell you the best plan going forward. And if you mention TMA, $250 off of the hair treatment. Just take a look at Doug's head if you want to see what an FUE procedure can do for you.
Right. You put in 6 minutes a day. I put in at least that much combing these locks. Nice. As the new mayor of Tough Town. I've got my 20-year-old hairline back. If you see it on YouTube,
unbelievable.
You
it's unbelievable.
It's much thicker than it was years ago.
Bird's nest up in here.
It is a bird's nest up in this here. Thanks to the FUE procedure performed by Dr. Christopher Olenga. He is just the absolute best. Worked in Nashville for a long time. Said he did some work on some country music stars. So, you know, some of the top people in the entertainment business have trusted him to do their work.
Dwight Yoakam?
Well, he didn't give me any names because there's a certain confidentiality.
Yeah, indeed.
But he said that he had done some top big-name country music stars. So, you know, they'll trust him. You can, too. It really does work. It works great. The FUE procedure is one where they shave your head and then they transfer some of the hair follicles from the sides and back of your head to where you're thin on the top of your head. And then you just sit around and wait, and then you spend the rest of your life combing. Combing and braiding. I don't know. I may have cornrows someday. I can do anything with this mop of hair I have now, thanks to Dr. Polenga and the founder of the company, Greg Kreiling, both patients of their own product. St. Louis Hair Restoration, it's Aaron Kirkwood, Big Ben and Lindbergh Road, close to just about anywhere in town and the best in the Midwest. They'd love to take care of you. StLouisHairRestoration.com.
There it is, St. Louis Hair Restoration. I was in there talking it over with them on Monday. Big fan, and I would recommend going in there if you're just curious about it and learning more about it. Talked with Dr. Kreiling, Dr. Polenga, and Greta. It would be a good experience just to learn what you have and what your options are. Send your emails in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. The design, air, heating, and cooling email today coming your way at about 9:45. Jackson and I are going to go in a hallway. Now, here's what we got going on. Wait till you hear what we have lined up. Here, Jackson, tell Doug because he doesn't believe it.
Yeah, I know. It's Doug, buckle your seatbelts because it's a little Piddles Wide Berth Wednesday.
Yep.
That doesn't sound like you've got much planned.
I disagree.
Yeah, that was a good response.
Well, hearing how hard you're working, it just seems like day after day, it's like it's a wide berth Wednesday. It's a thoroughfare Thursday. Like, you've got nothing until you get there.
Why don't you listen to the show?
Thank you, Iggy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I write the questions beforehand.
Oh, do you?
He actually does.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a question for us now that we could...
I'm curious
where
Doug is
bit?
On my situational baseball question from yesterday.
Oh, God. That was really rough.
I think it's a good question.
All right. Oh. I got a break.
We'll tease it.
Yeah.
Teasing.
Yeah. We just got better teasing, Plowhawk. It finally happened on your third to last day.
Okay.
We got better at teasing. This is TMA closing out the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. This is a program presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.